In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jacob is a deceiver. Israel is a faithful saint. Both are the same man. Both are you. Jacob is another name for the old Adam, the sinful nature with which each one of us is born and plagued throughout our lives. He continues to lead you into deceptive practices into which you feign love for God and for neighbor, while you really are seeking only your own best interests in your dealings with your neighbor and with your God. Even your very best deeds done for your neighbor carry a bit of prideful self-satisfaction that taints them and keeps them from being deeds purely done for the glory of God alone. Even your kindest words spoken toward your neighbor include the intention that your neighbor would return the favor someday, and thus no longer a word spoken for the benefit of your neighbor alone. Outwardly, it looks and sounds like you have God alone and neighbor alone at heart. But that outward form belies the deception that lurks beneath. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us, just as it was not in Jacob. Yet God dealt in truth with that deceitful Jacob. Almighty God allowed the consequences of Jacob's deceit to follow him, bringing to Jacob troubles in his life, especially anxiety and worry over the revenge that those whom he had deceived, even his own twin brother, might take against him. Jacob came to recognize that his troubles were not just part of life in a fallen world, but had come to him as the result of his own transgressions against God's law, by his own most grievous fault. But God also, in his mercy, remembered Jacob and the promise of mercy that he had made to the world for the sake of his Christ. God would send his faithful Israel, his son, bearing the flesh into which God himself had formed man, to be God's servant and bring his redemption into the world. The life of Jesus Christ was blotted out at the cross, serving as the sacrifice for the transgressions of the world. He was enveloped in a cloud of darkness to reveal that he was being regarded by his Father as a Jacob, rejected by God for his great and many sins. Yet faithful Israel would not be forgotten by God. Israel had struggled with God at that same cross, fighting the good fight of faith and still believing that the Father, who was rightly bringing upon him the consequences of the sin of the world, even death, would yet raise him up in victory after his redeeming work was done. And God did. God remembered to have mercy upon Jacob for the sake of faithful Israel. On the third day, God the Father raised up the lifeless body of his son to life again. Jacob the deceiver had been forgiven through the faith of Israel, who dwelt in that same body. For Israel trusted in the sacrifice of Christ for the forgiveness of the sins of the world. So it was for the man Israel, formerly called Jacob, who wrestled with God as he contemplated the circumstances of his life and the consequences that his life of deceit had brought into his life. In that wrestling at the waters of the river Jabbok, God's Holy Spirit blessed Jacob with faith in God. He believed that God had graciously blotted out his transgressions and covered all his sins, all for the sake of the Christ, who would come and make atonement for all sin, for all the Jacobs in the world. And so it is for you, O Jacob. God has given you a new name, like he gave to our father in the faith, the Jacob of old. At the waters of your baptism, God gave you the name Israel, even while he gave you the gift of the same faith as Israel, that you might fight the good fight of faith throughout your life and overcome all things in life through faith in Christ. The thick cloud in which Christ appeared to his faithful people, who were also named Israel after their ancestor and father in the faith, continues to envelop you and cover your sins, for Christ continues to be present with us, the new Israel, through the preaching of his word of forgiveness. He has redeemed us from our sins and sin's consequences, even eternal death, with his holy precious blood poured out for you from the chalice of the Holy Supper as the holy drink that accompanies the holy feast of his body, which we eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins and for the strengthening of the faith that is Israel. And so the struggle between Jacob and Israel continues within you. For that is the Christian life. Where there is no Christ, there is no Israel. There is only Jacob, who never struggles against sin, but delights in his deception. But for you, there is struggling, isn't there? Dear Christian, while you continue to live in this one body, Jacob and Israel contend for control over your life. Jacob would have you return to your self-centered life. Israel would have you live as the faithful one into which God has recreated you in baptism. Plunge back into that baptism by the daily remembrance of its grace upon you. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. In that daily, even hourly, even moment by moment remembrance of your baptism, that old Jacob within is drowned together with his sin and his lust for deception, that Israel, the new man of faith in Christ, might return to reign over you, that you might live before God in righteousness and purity, now and forever. Return to the Lord in the daily remembrance of your baptism. Return to the Lord in his house and partake of his holy supper as often as it is offered to you from his table. For this holy food strengthens you in body and soul for your wrestling, that you might fight that good fight throughout your life and overcome the struggles of each day. Return to the Lord in the daily remembrance of the word that he speaks to you. Remember his rebuke against your many trespasses and sins, Jacob, in which your words and deeds and thoughts and desires reveal your love of self over God and his name and his word, and your love of self over your neighbor and your neighbor's life, authority, reputation, and worldly possessions. And then, O Israel, remember the forgiveness he so freely gives through a love conditioned not on your own love for him and your neighbor, but conditioned upon Christ's love in God. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Return to the Lord in the daily remembrance of his word, with his Holy Spirit guiding you in accord with that holy word in holy living, out of gratitude for all he has done for you. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. In the name of Jesus, amen.